For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. It is the time of year when many students complete their scholastic year and strike out into the world. Conventional wisdom tells us to be assertive and put ourselves first to get ahead in the world. In contrast, Christ was the single most influential person in the world. However, he came from modest means and was always about the Lord's business as a humble servant. No matter our stage of life, we must focus on the things of Christ, for they are the things that truly matter. Join us now for the conclusion of the message, A Mind That Matters.
He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's that mind thing again. The devil's after your mind. He's after your mind through the internet. He's after your mind through all kind of things that is going on around about you. But what we need to understand today is we need to not have a sinful outlook, but a godly outlook. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I tell you today, you can go the route, and if you'd come with us on Monday nights, we go to YDC, you'd see young people. They're in there because of drugs. They're in there because of alcohol. They're in there because of robbery. They're in there because of other things. And yet, they're just young people that could have had a great future and still can if they would just have faith enough to trust God and change their outlook on life. The greatest thing, hindrance for the child of God, is the sense we have of sin. You see, today, oftentimes we tell people they're a sinner. But we're not a sinner because we lied or because we stole, although that is sin. We're sinners because we was born with a sin nature. The devil has already got his foot in the door, because if he's got you, he's got that sin nature inside of you, and you're going to have a tendency to sin and lean toward the things of sin. But let me tell you something. If you're saved, you got the Holy Spirit of God that lives inside of you. And He'll convict you, and He'll show you the things that are wrong. If we're going to have the mind of Christ this morning, we've got to have a renewed mind. We've got to pray. And I pray today that somehow through the message that it'll challenge you to renew your mind and get your mind set on the things of God. Friend, I'm going to tell you something today. The future of Victory Baptist Church lies in young people with a mind to serve God. I tell you today, if we don't raise up some young people that have a mind to serve God, one day we're going to pass off the scene. Second of all, and quickly, the combatants of the Christian mind. I wonder today if every thought you have is in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, we see there's a warfare going on. He mentioned it in verse 4, and there's a battle, as I've already said, for our minds. We're being bombarded today with voices. We're being bombarded today with philosophies. That we're living in a day now to where they're saying that if a guy feels like he's a girl, he can go in the girl's bathroom. And if a girl feels like she's a boy, she can use the boy's bathroom. And you know, you see how preposterous that is and how crazy it is. But yet, our leaders and our government officials are actually promoting it. And they're threatening the schools if they don't comply. But I'm telling you, that is not going to do nothing but bring problems and troubles into our schools, in our businesses and places. We're going to see things like we've never seen before. And yet today the world says, oh, it's okay. I believe today that God's given us our God-given right to do things that we want to do and can do. But I believe we need to understand that nobody needs to infringe upon what the Word of God teaches and tells us that we need to do. He said, casting down imaginations. And could I say today, the movies and the TV today don't leave much to the imagination. We're being bombarded with all kind of things to destroy our mind. But adults, we better pray like we've never prayed before for these young people as they go out into the world. Because I tell you what, they're faced with temptations and they're faced with things like you and I were never faced with. Need to put down every high thing that exalteth itself. It talks about the grand philosophies of God. I encourage education. But God help us that we ever think that that's the ultimate goal as a child of God, is reaching success in business or getting our degree from college or having just a lot of knowledge and being smart. I'm not against that at all. I'm for it. I'm glad we got smart people. But friend, you better understand today, I like what Job said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And friend, if you're a child of God, God expects you to use the gift that you have for His honor and glory. He may make you go on to be successful. But God help us to never forget He's the one that gave us the ability. And we need to honor Him for it. I'm always encouraged when people tell me their doctor prayed with them. Friend, I'm glad today there's a doctor that at least knows where his help comes from. The Bible said, "Every one that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God." He said, "Bring into captivity every thought to obedience of Christ." I know when I said that, somebody probably said, "No way." I tell you, when God's Word encourages us to be more given, we think of 1,000 reasons why we can't. When He encourages us to be loving, we say, "That's an impossibility." When God encourages us to forgive one another, we say, "I can't forgive." But I can tell you, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's the warfare, and then there's the weapons. Thank God today, in the warfare of the mind, we've got some weapons to use. The first one we have is prayer. Thank God today, the Bible said, "Pray without ceasing." Prayer is the greatest weapon we have today. That's why I submit to you today that adults, we need to pray for these young people. I'm grateful today that we have the Word of God. This Bible right here I gave, it contains the greatest words that's ever been written. But I'm going to tell you, if we take it home and we put it on the bookshelf, you can slide it back in this cover, never to open it again. It will never be of any value to you. Or never any help until you learn the importance of what the Word of God says, because it's our sword, it's our guide, it's our deliverer. Not only do we have prayer, not only do we have our Bible, but I've already mentioned we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables us. The Holy Spirit encourages us. The Holy Spirit enlightens us. Somebody said, "I don't understand the Bible." Friend, if you have the Holy Spirit of God, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. If the Holy Spirit was able to guide men as they wrote the Word of God so that it's inspired of God, how much more do you think that He would enlighten us according to what the Word of God says? I've already talked about it, but faith. If we cannot believe God when circumstances are against us, we can't believe Him at all, what Charles Spurgeon said. Then we have the Lord's presence and His power. Joshua said, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Young people, if you're saved, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And yet today we're faced with combatants out there in the world that's after us to destroy us, to lead us down the wrong path. The fact is today, I'd rather be around Christians, and that's why we need to do everything we can to encourage them any way we can. And then there's the compliments of the Christian mind in verses 3 through 5 of 2 Corinthians. The first thing I want you to notice is the power that is evidenced. Notice, in verse 4, he's talking about obstacles that are able to be overcome. You know, today, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God's able. There's nothing too hard for God. And we operate today with a supernatural power. We're to walk in God's complete control, understanding that there's no obstacle too big. There's no mountain too tall. There's no river too deep that God will not get us through if we'll trust Him. Friend, I'm glad today that I face tomorrow knowing that there's no obstacle that I can't overcome. I face tomorrow knowing that there's no obstacle that can hold me back because I have God and His power. Friend, we have divine power today, a power that we see evidenced in the Christian life. And then there's the principle expressed in verses 11 and 12. Every one of these young people is different today. And I tell you, God's made every one of us individuals and every one of us in our own way. And yet we don't compare. You said, but... And here was my favorite thing when I was young. But Daddy, everybody's doing it. He said, the whole world can do it, but you're not going to do it. But friend, I submit to you today, in the house of God, for us to have the mind of God, there needs to be no hypocrisy. You know something? There's no competition. We're not here competing against one another. We're not here competing against other churches. Thank God today for any church that has a pastor that's standing and preaching the Word of God. And God be the glory for anybody today in any church in Thompson, Georgia, or any place for that matter, that walks down the aisle and puts their faith and trust in God. We all ought to rejoice. But what we need to understand, there's no competition and there's no comparison. But what we understand is the principle expressed that we don't need to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We ought not to compare ourselves to others and what they think. Paul was given a standard. He was criticizing literally the false teachers in that day that began to think of their goodness, and they began to compare themselves to others. You know, we can compare ourselves to others and we can say, well, I'm pretty good. I'm not near as bad as so-and-so. But you can still be bad. But you're just not near as bad as somebody else. But friend, what we need is a mind that matters for Christ. I like this. I saw this poem and a man wrote these words, and I admire his honesty. I don't agree with the philosophy. But he said, I'm like James and John, Lord. I size up other people in terms of what they can do for me, how they can further my program, how they can feed my ego, how they can satisfy my needs, how they can give me a strategic advantage. I exploit people obstinately for your sake, but really, for my own sake. Lord, I turn to you to get the inside track and obtain special favors, your direction for my schemes, your power for my projects, your sanction for my ambitions, your blank check for whatever I want. I am like James and John. He said, change me, Lord. Make me a man who asks of you and of others, what can I do for you? But John F. Kennedy made a statement. He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. I like to take that for the Christian. And ask not what the church can do for you, but ask what you can do for the church. Don't ask what the Lord can do for you, but ask what you can do for the Lord. Wasn't it Saul on the road to Damascus when he got saved? Lord, what will thou have me to do? And I say to you today, I pray that somehow God's taken the message and the words to empower you to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, a renewing of your mind. You're going to be bombarded with all kind of things after your mind. The world is going to seek to corrupt you. The world is going to seek to lead you astray. You can up and walk away from it all. But I tell you, if you're saved today, God is a chastening God. And I can tell you, God chastened me to get me back to the place I needed to be. But I'm glad He had patience with me and allowed me to get back. But friends, sometimes it may not be that you have the opportunity to come back. So the best thing to do right now is determine to have the mind of Christ. And so is it really mind over matter? Or is it really a mind that matters? Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity to open the Word of God. Lord, today I pray that you would spoken to the hearts of these young people. Lord, I hope you've spoken to the hearts of all the people that are here. And Lord, I pray that their mind will matter, that they'll have the mind of Christ, that they'll be obedient to you, that they'll serve you, that they'll love you, they'll walk according to your will. Bless now, we pray this invitation, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you met Christ? He's offering salvation so that you may spend eternity in heaven. However, if Christ is your Savior and you have drifted from Him, He will chasten you for your return. Where is your mind? Is it focused on the things that matter? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor.
If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live.